Scrutinizing it more closely, I spotted a charger that had been plugged into the wall. When I reached out to touch it, Perdita slapped my hand and I recoiled in surprise more than pain. "That's my Electro-Antiquaro. Fully patented. All my own design. It's attached to my laptop, which I've programmed with my own coded software. At regular intervals, the Electro-Antiquaro will talk to the probes that I place in each room, as well as in the grounds and the gardens outside. It helps me undertake a number of detailed research sweeps to see what is happening in the general vicinity, providing me with data that I compile, and this helps me analyze any given situation. I'm very proud of it. But naturally, I can't let all and sundry poke and prod it. It's jolly precious. I'm sure you understand, Alfild."
"What does it do?"
"Well, it can give me a more accurate idea of how many ghosts you have at the inn and their usual locations. We could set it up for a week or a month, and that would give you a much clearer idea of what is happening here."
"I see," I said. For some reason, I assumed a ghost whisperer would, well, whisper, or at least talk to ghosts.
"Oh, I do that too. I do everything. But where ghosts are concerned, I'm your woman."
She observed me critically for a moment.
"Wizard Shadowmender told me you're a bit of a ghost whisperer yourself."
"To be honest, I'd never really thought about it, but since coming to the inn, it does appear as though I can commune with spirits."
"You see lights and you then call them forward?" she asked, and I nodded. "You're very attractive to our spirit friends, and there's certainly a very large number of them following you around. Some I see you have acknowledged and some you haven't."
I looked around me. The lights in my peripheral vision, like glowing balloons in a range of colours, were always with me. For years I had denied what they were, but recently I had begun to understand that here was a skill that I could no longer deny, and perhaps shouldn't. I had been prompted to acknowledge several ghosts in the run-up to the Battle of Speckled Wood, and some of those had remained with me at the inn. Others had drifted away. New flecks of light took their place, and periodically, when I was out and about, I would see new colours, new flashes of bright light. I wanted to work with the ghosts more, understand what their needs and motivations were. I watched her tap a few buttons on her laptop, and the machine whirred into life. Numbers flitted quickly across the screen. "Tell me, Perdita," I asked, my eyes on the screen, watching green dots move around aimlessly. "What would I gain from knowing how many ghosts there are and what they're doing?"
Perdita looked amused. "That's a good question, Alfild. Probably nothing, if that's not something you worry about. I mainly use this tracking technique for buildings riddled with spirits that the owner wants to eliminate."
She raised her eyebrows.
"Do you want to get rid of all the spirit inhabitants here at Whittle Inn?"
Perdita bent over her laptop and typed a few commands in before whacking the spacebar.
"Look, initial readings from the Electro-Antiquaro suggest there are 36 ghosts currently housed inside the inn. That would be a rough estimate based on this first reading. Some of those may be false."
She beckoned me over. Sure enough, I could see the figures she was pointing at, along with an approximate outline of the inn and all the rooms mapped out on it.
36? I repeated in disbelief. I had no idea there were that many.
"That's a minimum. It's a lot for a building of this size that you intend to populate with human guests.
I would assume you might like to eradicate a few of these spirits."
"Eradicate them?"
Her choice of language unnerved me.
"Yeah, obviously you know that if you want to get a ghost to move on, you can simply ask it to leave."
"Yes, that was your basic Witch 101 after all.